This is your friendly announcer, Tom Wilson, on the Music Factory. You'll remember at our last episode, Sheila the Record Maven was hanging from the edge of a cliff by a stereo tone arm, while back in the small town of Winnipeg, her lover Boris was having his tattoos overdubbed by a local rock and roll guitar player. Feeling strange vibrations coming into his arm from the E string, he knew that Sheila was in trouble. To pull her out of this predicament, tonight we have bought from Timbuktu that very strange group, the Velvet Underground. Yeah, you'll find out how this all comes out during this next hour. I'm now going to assault your ears with an old song that's been done many times and many ways. But first, let me introduce you. Directly across from me is John Cale, who plays bass and organ and all other sort of plectral things for the Velvet Underground. Hello, John.
Good evening.
And over to my right, across the table, is Lou Reed.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
How are you feeling, sir? A bootless Lou Reed, I might say. This is the first time in 2 years that I've seen him when he had a pair of shoes rather than boots. You're going to set the whole leather industry back there, Lou.
We're
going
to set a trend.
The first group that wore shoes. Remember, you heard it here. Look here. Here's a booted group from England. Eric Burden and the Animals, CC Rider.
All right, don't lose it now. Come on, come on.
somebody told me. Somebody told me about Joe Jackson. I believe it. All right. All right.
A background with Eastern tones. The texture of the gong played a rounded rattle sound in groans of cushioned protest to the blow that struck the note. This beautiful poetry by Tim Hardin can be found on the album jacket of Tim Hardin 1. Tim wrote, "If I were a carpenter." When Tim sings, he can tear your heart out. He might even make you cry. And because he's Tim Hardin, he's copied. But no one sounds like him. The heart is lost by the mimics. Listen to the artist at work.
What can I say? She's walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you. It's all a game. How can we hang on to a dream?
Invest in a Tim Hardin. It's like owning a work of art.
The Music Factory, where everything's everything, and where the Velvet Underground are holding forth tonight. Say, you know, Louis, I've often wondered, how did this whole thing start? I mean, you've been in a welter of names that float around in a mystical sort of way in the American scene. Nico has been wedded with the name Velvet Underground and is now divorced from that same name. Andy Warhol has done covers for you, has figured prominently in your work. You have John here, who is a Welchman in the group. You have a drummer who is a secret and a mystery. So what happened? Where did it all start?
Well, we just met down in the village where I was doing songwriting for a company. They would put us in a room and say, write 10 California songs, 10 Detroit songs. And John walked in, and we decided it'd be much better to go play and have fun. So we started playing, and everybody had to meet everybody else. It was natural.
So you and John were the original members then?
Yeah.
Where'd you find Sterling?
I met him on the subway. I hadn't seen him in 3 years. And he didn't have any shoes on. And I had boots on. And we took him home.
And what about Mo?
We needed an amplifier. And she had one. Plus, she's an outside drummer. She would work for IBM. And when she'd come home at night, like 5, she'd put on Bo Diddley records and like play every night from 5 to 12. So we figured she'd be the perfect drummer, and she was.
Well, she has a great time. You know, I wasn't going to reveal the secret. I was going to leave that up to you. I think this is the only girl drummer with a major pop music group in the whole scene, so far as Europe and America are concerned. And like most things that we found out don't matter, sex doesn't matter anymore so far as musicianship is concerned and so far as the love for playing groovy music is concerned.
I'd second that.
Hey, John, what have you been doing around New York recently besides cutting your beard off?
Well, let's see. I found myself a place to live that was a little better than was what I've been used to, so I'm enjoying myself. I got all my instruments together. And I'm building a studio slowly.
What do you play? Let's just quickly run down the roster of that before I play this next side, because it's fantastic.
I'm viola, organ, bass, all the stringed instruments, the bowed stringed instruments that I can find, including the eastern ones, like sarinda, sarangi, and the dilruba.
And the dilruba?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to be a virtuoso on that.
Ah.
In fact, some people still call me Tom Wilson, the dilruba virtual.
I heard that at the studio last week.
Did you hear that? Just going around town. Well, after we play this little thing by the Blues Project, Wake Me, Shake Me, let's get back and talk some about the dilruba. Here it goes.
Wake me, time for the heaven's doors closed. Try to make it in due time for the heaven's doors closed. But I heard it say,
take me,
yeah,
take me.
Don't you darn let it be tonight. I'm trying to make it in due time before the heaven's doors closed.
King Cotton, steady socking it to you. The James Cotton Blues Band from the south side of Chicago, the soulful side of Chicago, this is what's happening. The cut is Good Time Charlie from his first album for Verve Forecast, the James Cotton Blues Band. James Cotton was the spark plug of the great Muddy Waters Band, and here he ignites Turn Up Your Love Light.
I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, baby. Make things all right.
Sock it to me and
a
watch it.
A little bit higher. A little bit higher, baby. A little bit higher. And I want to know.
James Cotton Blues Band on Fur Forecast. Latch on to it at your nearest record shop.
Wake me and shake me. Don't let me sleep. I got a group of songs that I'm going to spin for you guys and for our audience that have to do with a very important element in today's music, the fact that the music says something about things, about who we are, where we're going, where we've been. It's not fantasy music. It's not you had a silver horse and I had a golden mule, you know, we could start an animal farm or something. But it's about real life situations. Sometimes I get the opinion after I watch the political popularity charts go up and down and sideways, and after I see the things that people are willing to buy and do, I think that a 13-year-old girl who buys a rock and roll record may be exercising just as intelligent a choice as her parents are when they do more important things. Lewis is looking at me, munching his...
I agree. I know she's doing something more important. No doubt about it. These are good.
Good pickles, huh? Look here. Can you hear them? In there, Alex?
They're kind of funny.
Well, look, let's start with the first one of these. It's Richie Havens. You know him down in the village. And he's going to sing from his Mixed Bag LP, which has received tremendous reception around the world. I saw it in England everywhere. Handsome Johnny is the track.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M15, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like Handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start listening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start whistling.
Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb, and here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb, I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Handsome Johnny, Richard Havens, showing some concern about the scene. Here's another view by Tim Buckley.
Photographs of guns and flame, scarlet skull and distant game, bayonet and jungle grin, nightmares dreamed by bleeding men, lookouts tremble on the shore, but no man can find the war. Tape recorders echo scream, orders fly like bullet stream, drums and cannons laugh aloud, whistles come from ashen shroud, leaders damn the world and roar, no man can find the war. Is the war across the sea? Is the war behind the sky? Have you each and all gone blind? Is the war inside your mind? Humans weep at human death, all the talkers lose their breath, movies paint a chaos tale, singers see and poets wail, all the world knows the score, but no man can find the war. But no man can find the war.
No Man Can Find the War, Tim Buckley. That's from his Goodbye and Hello LP, and it's a gas, too. Here's a young man who's produced by a very good friend of mine, Rick Shorter. His name is Seth Connors, and he's a very alive sort of guy. He looks like a Western cowboy hero, but like he's really sort of hip and sort of New York inside. And this title, I think, tells the whole story about the song and about Seth. Why Concern Yourself?
Old woman, why concern yourself with the young man's photograph on the shelf? And she answered me when he was born, I laid his head here upon my breast in my feathered bed. But they've had him sleeping on the cold, cold ground with no one he loved around. Old man, why concern yourself
with the young man's photograph on the shelf. And he answered me, I used to lay his toys beside his head on a pillow soft in his feathered bed, but they've had him sleeping on the cold, cold ground with no one he loved around. Young woman, why concern yourself with the young man's photograph on the shelf? Many a night he has laid his head on my pillow soft in my feather bed, but they've had him sleeping on the cold, cold ground with no one he loved around. Concern yourself with the young man's photograph on the shelf. And there you said to me, not long ago they laid our daddy's head on a pillow soft, but it was not his bed. And tonight he's sleeping in the cold, cold ground on a hill not far from town
with the one
he loves around.
Why concern yourself?
Women hate war. It destroys everything they hold dear, family, home, and their men, fathers, husbands, lovers. Terra is home for Scarlett O'Hara in the heart of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer film classic Gone with the Wind. The original soundtrack album of Gone with the Wind captures Terra and Scarlett. Never available before, now exclusively on MGM Records.
Hey, I'm Tom Wilson, and one thing I like about our board of directors here at the Music Factory is their eternal optimism. Early this morning, before any of us got to work, a flock of 50,000 pigeons flew over on a giant migratory swoop toward the Southland. You know, it's getting to be cold up here. And I received this memo that I should go outside just about right now to see the new paint job.
As I was a-walking one morning in May, I spied a young couple a-making of hay. Oh, one was a fair maid, and her beauty shone clear, and the other was a soldier, a bold grenadier.
Bathsheba sings in the haunting English countryside, in the wind-swept hills and valleys of Thomas Hardy's classic Far From the Madding Crowd, now a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer movie starring Julie Christie. A violently beautiful love story. The original soundtrack recording of Far From the Madding Crowd, now on MGM Records at your local record dealer.
The Gift. Pretty unusual track, John Lewis. Let's talk about it.
The Gift is a short story set to music about person who doesn't have much money and wants to visit his girlfriend, so he decides to mail himself a Railway Express in a carton with some air holes and a cushion and a bowl of water.
And John did the...
John did the narration and also played bass.
Let's hear an excerpt from that.
On the Thursday before the Mummers Parade was scheduled to appear. He just finished mowing and edging the Adelson's lawn for $1.50, and I checked the mailbox to see if there was at least a word from Marshall. There was nothing but a circular from the Amalgamated Women Company of America inquiring into his own needs. At least they cared enough to write. It was a New York company. You could go anywhere in the mails. Then it struck him. He didn't have enough money to go to Wisconsin in the accepted fashion, true. Why not mail himself? It was absurd, you see. He would ship himself parcel post special delivery. The next day, Waldo went to the supermarket to purchase the necessary equipment. He bought a masking tape for a staple gun and a medium-sized cardboard box just right for a person of his build. He judged that with a minimum of jostling, he could ride quite comfortably. A few air holes, some water, a husband-made snacks, and it would probably be as good as going tourist. By Friday afternoon, Waldo was sent. He was thoroughly packed, and the post office had agreed to pick him up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Hey, let me hip you to something. It's my good fortune to be the producer on this record with the Velvet Underground, and on the stereo version, like this is Stereoville here on the Music Factory. When you're at home, you take that balance control, you flip it over to one side, and you get the information that's on one groove wall of your record, and that's the short story by itself without the music. Of course, if you just reverse your balance control or your channel selector, you'll get some very groovy music to hang out with somebody you like. And if you're a mad fiend like we are, you listen to them all together. That's where we're at. We got stereo prefrontal lobes here, so... Hey, what's on your mind, though? What is the plan for the Velvet Underground?
Oh, we were going to tell you, we wanted to ultimately work on a tape that would take up every minute of every hour of every day of the entire year. I don't know, I didn't bother to figure out how many hours that is. And it would just be one extremely long tape, and it would fit into your wall. And it would be personalized, because what would happen is that you would come to us, the Velvet Underground, and say, I want a tape for me. And we'd say, here. Then you'd take that, and we'd take you by the hand over to Gary, you know, take him down the recording studio. And Gary would stare at them a lot till he figured he knew them, you know. And then he would do a mix that would reflect their personality, right? Then they'd take the tape back, and they'd install it in the wall, and it would be like theirs. And it would go on all day. You know, be like kind of like one of Andy's movies, one of his like Empire could be on the other wall, going on all the time, the music going all the time. Like John said the other day, the albums that should come out would be, you know, like would have a coloring book and kind of toys, and it would be like a complete thing, you know, not just a record. You know, people are starting to do that, but they haven't really gotten into it. You know, they're messing around with covers, trying to be hip and doing things, but they haven't really started what you could have. But it would go on all the time.
Hey, then you could tell a man by the record that he plays.
Right, right. We'd supply armbands and labels. You know, we'd reclassify.
Oh, fantastic! Oh, wow. Well, let's play. Let's while I mull over that thought, which is frightening and yet enormous, and it seems logical. In terms of things that are going on now. While I cogitate, let's play your new groovy thing, White Light.
White light, white light going, this is the fine line. Hell, don't know I'm gonna make me go blind. Oh, white heat, it tickled me down to my toes. Ooh, that was it, white light have it through the nose. White light going, this is for my brain. Oh, white light is gonna drive me insane. Watch that stuff just itself in. Watch that side, don't you know it's gonna be dead and right.
White Light from the new White Light, White Heat LP by the Velvet Underground. John, a while back you were telling me about these strange oriental instruments, and what was that one that began with D?
Dilruba.
What does it look like?
Like a violin. It's much thicker, much deeper, and it echoes and has resonating strings on it, just like sitar, but it's bowed. And a lot of the bowed instruments, all the bowed instruments in the East, they have resonating strings on them. There's only one in the West, the viola d'amore, and they have this echoey sound, very nostalgic, very warm sound.
Hey, on our next album, why don't you trot out some of these things?
Oh, we are.
Bow them. And I'm reminded of the fact I used to have a girl when I was in high school. She had a shape like a violin from the front, and but sadly enough, it also looked like a violin from the side. We have those problems. I think Lady Godiva had those problems too.
Lady Godiva dressed so demurely, at the head of another curly-haired boy, just another toy. Sick with silence, she weeps sincerely, saying words that have oh so clearly been said so long ago. Gently round her shoulder, life has made her that much bolder now, that she found out Latin lace and envy, pride and joy of the latest penny fair, pretty passing care. Hair today now dipped in the water, making love to every poor daughter's son. Isn't it fun? Today propping grace within me, Lady Godiva appears to see if anyone's there, and hasn't a care. Doctor is coming, the nurse thinks
sweetly,
turning on the machines that
neatly pump air.
The body lies bare, hairless, what once was
screaming
now lies silent and
almost sleeping.
The brain must have gone away.
Strapped securely to the white table, eat the cause, the body to wither and ride
underneath the white fly.
Doctor arrives, knife and bandage, sees the crook, so much cabbage.
Oh, that must now be cut away.
Now comes the moment of great decision. The
doctor is making express decisions.
One goes here,
one goes there.
Beneath the tears leaking says someone who's sloppy.
Patient, it seems, is not so well sleeping.
Screams echo on the wall. Don't panic, someone give him pentothal instantly. Doctor removes his blade, cagily so from the brain.
By my count of ten, my head won't move.
Nico is beautiful. And in a world where so much can be so easily possessed on a whim or for a promise, she's unpossessable. At Verve, we feel lucky we've isolated her long enough to record an album. Here's The Fairest of the Seasons.
Now that it's time, now that the hour hand is landed at the end, now that it's real, now that the dreams have given all they had to lend.
The album's called Nico, Chelsea Girl, a precious girl from any dimension. And at Verve, we love her. So only one record to a customer, we don't want to spoil Nico. We like her just the way she is.
That I be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
Hi there, gang. If you've gotten over your shuddering about the idea of facing for 24 hours a day a recording, a tape that reflects your personality, Jot for Evil Jot, as suggested by the Velvet Underground, I've got a couple of more ideas that will send you into a little catatonia. How about that, John?
Well, yeah, I was thinking at one time about creating weather by using music.
Creating weather?
Yes, or altering the temperature of this room, for instance, by playing a certain kind of music. I got to thinking in brain surgery they use ultrasonics for cutting away tissue. And the way they do that is cavitation, heating process. They heat up the tissue, and I think it's that high frequencies tend to create heat in matter. Now, an example of low frequencies. So the effects that low frequencies tend to have is they're made up of pulses and movements of columns of air. So that an example of an extremely low frequency would be a hurricane or a whirlwind. And in France, a professor in France has studied by the death ray machine, which uses propels very low sounds. He has this organ pipe which is built, which is 130 or several hundred feet long. And when they tested it out, they almost killed a lot of people in the factory where they were using it. He got in a lot of trouble. A lot of people were sick. They only turned it on for maybe a minute and a half, and it made everything vibrate rapidly. So what I was thinking was, I've been writing music. Music I was writing about 6 years ago was consisted of instructions for performers, like follow the wind and listen to it was one that I wrote. Well, the idea was to listen to the wind and whistling in between houses, etc., and all the variations of sound. And some of the things I've been finding out about in electronics seems to suggest that it's possible to produce by sound to alter the temperature, make the air around you warmer or cooler, mm-hmm. According to which combinations of pitches you use. And I'd like to have a tape, you know, for if you want to create 75 degree temperature, then you play this tape or whatever. And over a period of days, you could have a tape which regulated the heat around you, and the kind of heat that it would give off would be in some cases like summer, in some cases like autumn and winter.
Yeah, this would be great to have on a date. You could you know, like you could take a girl to the trip on the South Seas by just playing a record too much. Right, for an enemy, you could burn up his brain. That's, well, here's Nico, who has been singing with you on your first LP, The Velvet Underground, and Nico, and a very haunting song, I'll Be Your Mirror.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Nico singing with the Velvet Underground. You know something, after what you just told me, that exposition on using records to create temperature, I think that every DJ in the United States is going to think twice before he says, well, here's a hot record for you folks. Might just be right. Burn down the town, the radio station. Here's Tim Harden for you, though, and he's always cool. I'll Be a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter, or you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for sorrow, save my love for lonely. I've given you my tomorrow, love me only. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? You answer me quick, Tim, I could. How could you above me? If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blocks, soft shoes shining? Save my love for loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, given me your tomorrow.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Could you have my baby?
Already a legend right now. And he's still alive and kicking. That's Tim Hardin. If I Were a Carpenter. Let's get on with the Music Factory and play another Tim Hardin thing. Reason to Believe.
If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied, straight face while I cried, but still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied, straight face while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe it's all true. Knowing that you lied, straight face while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
Hi kids, seriously now, this is your friends, the mothers of invention. We're all here. I'm the only one that's going to talk, but they're all here in the studio. You can trust me. They're all hiding around in here. You can imagine them. They're all hairy and everything, hiding behind the music stands and the microphones and having merry fun. And we're here to help you. What we want to do is we want to make you buy our records. And we got a couple of hot little items for you. One of them's called Freak Out, and then our new album, which is called Absolutely Free, but we sock it to you for $3.98.
Pigs! Radio is an ugly medium!
Listen to the mothers of invention in the privacy of your own home on Verve Records.
Yeah, about those birds that flew over, those pigeons, all goes to prove the power of positive thinking. I did go out there and I looked, and 50,000 pigeons did a wonderful job on our building. It's great. They were very baroque. With just a touch of neorealism here and there. I like it. So we'll be back next week, all sparkling and shiny. Our guests were the Velvet Underground. We were playing excerpts like The Gift, White Light, and Lady Godiva from that new album, White Light, White Heat. And good luck on your piano, Lou Reed. You got a new $95 piano. And good luck with all of your unpronounceable oriental instruments and those new ideas. I'm Tom Wilson, and my producer is H.H. the Pigeon Cowan. Oh.